Today's scripture reading is taken from John chapter 14, 26, Ephesians 1, 13, John 16, 14, and Galatians 5, 22, 23. John 14, 26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to you remembrance all that I have said to you. Ephesians 1:13. In Him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believe in Him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit. John 16:14. He will glorify me, for He will take what is mine and declare it to you. Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. This is the word of the Lord. Good morning, I'm Veronica. I'm also the mission pastor. It's my privilege today to share God's word with you. Today's is a continuation of our spiritual discipleship series. For the past two Sundays, we have looked at the book by this Oswald Sanders. We are drawing principles to share God's word with you based on the scripture. For the past two Sundays, we touched on what does it mean to follow Jesus in terms of course of discipleship. And as a disciple, we learn to submit and to live under Jesus' lordship. Today, we will continue to look at the disciple's senior partner, the Holy Spirit. Now, how can the Holy Spirit empower us to live up to the demands of following Christ? Before we begin, let us go to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, for as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so I pray shall your word be that goes out from your servant's mouth. It shall not return to you empty, but it shall accomplish that which you purpose and shall succeed in the good thing for which you send it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. When I was on overseas mission, I was required to travel frequently across cities to do ministry. Now, such travel demands were very challenging for me as I hardly travel overseas when I was in Singapore. Furthermore, I need to learn to adapt to different travel arrangements and environments. Now, there was one incident during winter. I traveled early morning to the city center to take an airport bus to a domestic airport. Lo and behold, when I reached there, I learned that the expressway leading to the airport was closed due to foggy weather. Now, I was very anxious because I had a plane to catch and a ministry appointment to fulfill. It would sound logical to postpone or cancel the ministry appointment due to my unforeseen circumstance. The question is, should I relent to such a difficult situation? Now, the winter there was about 3 to 4 months, and bad weather was not uncommon. And God had put me there to follow and to serve Jesus. So what should I do? Should I just give up my ministry engagement whenever I face a difficult situation? Or was it that I lacked the faith to ask Jesus to do the impossible, to provide a solution? At times, the demands of following and serving Jesus were so much or seem impossible for me to fulfill. What about you? Have we found following Jesus impossible or demanding at times? Now, in the Bible, we have commands like this on the slide. You therefore must be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. Since it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. Giving thanks always and for everything to God. Do not be anxious about anything. Pray without ceasing. Love your enemies. How do we feel to follow and obey these commands? Is God unreasonable to demand us to follow such high standards of Jesus' commands? You know, God knows our limitations, needs, and challenges. He knows that it will be challenging to fulfill or obey Jesus' commands by our human efforts. That is why He sent the Holy Spirit to help us. In John 14:26 says, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in His name," you know, He will teach all that Jesus has, okay, to us. So in today's sermon, we will learn about the person of the Holy Spirit, the purpose of partnering with Him, and in what ways we partner with the Holy Spirit in our lives. Now, my first point is the Holy Spirit, the person of God Himself. When we talk about God the Father, we know pretty well who He is, because the Old Testament in the Bible provides us with many stories about God. Now, we know very well about God the Son, Jesus Christ, because we read it in the Gospel, in the New Testament. He is our Savior and Lord. But come to the understanding of the Holy Spirit, it is blur or gray, even though the Old Testament frequently uses the phrase Spirit of God, and the New Testament uses Holy Spirit. Now, when I did a word count on Holy Spirit in the Bible, 42 times appeared in the New Testament, especially in the book of Acts, and is the most mentioned there. So if we want to understand more about the Holy Spirit, the book of Acts is the book to read because it provides a good account of the Holy Spirit. Have you wondered why the Spirit of God is called the Holy Spirit and not the humble spirit or powerful spirit? No, Leviticus 19:2 says to us that, "And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to all the congregation of the people of Israel and said to them, You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." Many texts in the Bible, especially the Old Testament, stress that God is a holy God. And Leviticus chapter 19, verse 2 is just one of the many. And the Holy Spirit is God's Spirit. He has the attributes of God too. As God is holy, so is His Spirit. That is why the Spirit of God is also called the Holy Spirit. So the term Holy Spirit directly tells us that the Spirit is holy. Then who is the Holy Spirit? To talk about the Holy Spirit, we need to talk about God Himself first. In Deuteronomy 6:4, it says that Lord our God, the Lord is one. So here we know that we only have one God, okay? And then in Matthew 28:19, it says that going there and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Here it tells us that God is three persons. God the Father, God the Son, Jesus Christ, and God the Spirit, Holy Spirit. So during baptism, like Christmas or Easter, when a minister baptized the candidates, right, he baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, so we are all baptized in the three persons of God. So we only have one God, and God is three persons. Now, this is a very important truth principle that we need to know from the Bible. Now, Jesus says in John 14:16, And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever. In John 15:26, it says the helper comes from the Father. So here it tells us that the Holy Spirit is from God the Father himself. So the Holy Spirit is not any other spirit but God's Spirit himself. In this sense, we can visualize the Holy Spirit as a person, the person of God himself. Now, it helps us to understand the Holy Spirit is personable. Now, since the Holy Spirit is the person of God himself, he also has emotions like God. He also has the attribute of God like holiness. Now, in Ephesians 4:30, it says, "And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption." Now, the word grief means to feel or express great sadness. So this verse tells us that the Holy Spirit has feelings. We do not grieve the Holy Spirit. So we need to understand that the Holy Spirit as a person, the person of God himself. Now, however, if you look at the term Holy Spirit without relating to the person of God himself, then we always think the Holy Spirit is just a spirit and impersonable. So to help us to deepen this visualization, we need to unlearn the impersonal images we associate with the Holy Spirit, like wind, fire, objects, etc. We need to start to relate to the Holy Spirit as a person by using personal pronouns, he, him, and not neutral gender as it. Okay? So what does it mean to us? Now, I would encourage us to start using and articulate the word Holy Spirit and personal pronouns he and him in our spiritual discipline, journaling, writing, spiritual conversations with people and others. For example, we often say, God is at work. We can change to say, Holy Spirit is at work. Do we know that Holy Spirit is already at work in our lives and we may not recognize it? Like when we read God's word or hear a sermon, we feel that the word or the passage speaks to our heart. Now, this is the work of the Lord, of the Holy Spirit. Now, when we desire to pray for someone, a particular person, now this comes from the Holy Spirit. Now, sometimes when I pray for the world, the nations of the world, I will cry during prayer. I realize this is the work of the Holy Spirit. Now, there are some ways that we can articulate the works of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Like, in our confession prayers, we can start to say, I have grieved the Holy Spirit in me because of my sins. Now, when we give thanks, we can say and write, thank God for the Holy Spirit has enabled me today. Now, usually when I feel stressed or anxious, I will ask the Spirit to overfill me, to give me peace. Now, these are just some ways how we can articulate the work Holy Spirit in our lives so that we are conscious the person of the Holy Spirit in us. Now, as we regularly use and articulate the word Holy Spirit and the personal pronouns he and him in our lives, we will begin to be aware of the person, Holy Spirit, in our mind and our hearts. Now, imagine that we use and articulate Holy Spirit 50 times a week, week after week, and we will definitely have this impression upon us that Holy Spirit is a person, not a thing or a spirit. So these are some ways we can deepen our visualization of the Holy Spirit as a person, the person of God himself. Now, Ephesians 1:13 says, "In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believe in him, and was sealed with the promised Holy Spirit." Now, this verse reinforces that we, when we first believe in Jesus Christ at our conversion, the Holy Spirit has indwelt in us. So the Holy Spirit is already at work even before our conversion. Now, all of us here today are Christians, most of us here. We believe in Jesus is because the Holy Spirit has touched our hearts before we are converted. Now, this has been the work of the Spirit, not of ourselves. So we must know that the eternal God thus indwells in us in the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is the gift of God to us. And because of that, it distinguishes Christianity from other faith. Now, we have looked at the person of the Holy Spirit, and now we will talk on why do we depend on and to partner with the Holy Spirit. My second point is, partnering with the Holy Spirit glorifies Jesus Christ. When we read the New Testament especially, we know that the coming of Jesus Christ at his birth on earth changed everything in our world because he brought a new spiritual era to us. So too has the coming of the Holy Spirit. When Jesus ascended into heaven, God did not leave us as orphans. He sent the Holy Spirit to us. John 14:26, it says that, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to you remembrance all that I have said to you." Now, this verse tells us that God the Father sent the Holy Spirit as our helper. In other versions of the Bible, the word helper is also a counselor or comforter. And the purpose of this helper, the Holy Spirit, is to teach us and remind us of Jesus' teaching in the Bible. In other words, the Holy Spirit is to teach us to live a Christian life, how to follow Jesus according to God's word. Now, it means that following Jesus in the present is empowered by God, who dwells in us through the Holy Spirit. As the personal presence of God, the Holy Spirit is not merely some force or influence. He has the power of God to change us, transform us towards Christ's likeness. So the Holy Spirit is a willing partner of the believers. The Holy Spirit wants to help us mightily to follow Jesus, and he aims to glorify Jesus Christ, as spells out in John 16:14. "He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you." Then Jesus says in 17:4, he says that, "I glorify you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do." Now, this verse tells us that Jesus aimed to glorify God, and the Holy Spirit aims to glorify Jesus Christ. So our partnering with the Holy Spirit also glorifies Jesus Christ. Now, the question is, do we want to partner with the Holy Spirit in following Jesus to glorify Christ? Now, what does partnership mean? I found a business definition of a partnership helpful. It said that a partnership is a commitment to an ongoing relationship. A partnership is a commitment to an ongoing relationship. Likewise, partnering with the Holy Spirit is a commitment to an ongoing spiritual relationship. Partnering with the Holy Spirit is a commitment to an ongoing spiritual relationship. It means that whatever our struggles in this relationship, we will work together with the Holy Spirit to resolve them. We will remain in this spiritual relationship and move together. It is always tempting to give up when we struggle. It is always easy to blame anyone when problems come our way. But when we partner with the Holy Spirit, we must take responsibility for our thoughts, emotions, and actions. We do not blame anyone or even God when things not turn out the way we wanted. But instead, we continue to depend on and work with the Holy Spirit and commit in our relationship with Jesus. And this is what it means by partnership with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit commits in doing his part too. Like, now this slide shows some of the verses. There are more verses to this. This shows some of the work of the Holy Spirit. Okay, so the Holy Spirit searches all things, knows the mind of God, teaches God's word to believers, dwells within believers, helps believers not to yield to fleshly desires, help us in our weakness. intercedes in our behalf, works all things together for our good, strengthen believers. Now, the Holy Spirit's purpose in doing all this is to help us grow in spiritual maturity, is to transform us into Christ's likeness, which is the aim of our spiritual journey. Isn't true? Now, this spiritual transformation outcome is shown in the fruit of the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. So if you want to know, have we grown spiritually in following Jesus, we can measure by the fruit of the Spirit. So Galatians 5:22-23 says, the fruit of the Spirit consists of 9 attributes. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. So if we want to know, have we grown spiritually, have we grown our character, our maturity, we can use this attribute to help us to measure ourselves. Have I been kind? Or have I loved someone much better? You know, have I controlled my anger much better? This is how we can know where we are, where have we grown spiritually. So you look at all these verses, the Holy Spirit works for the good of all believers. And because of that, we want to depend on and partner with the Holy Spirit in following Jesus Christ. God knows our needs. We need the Holy Spirit to help us mightily to overcome and to live this Christian life on this earth and to face the challenges in our life. We cannot depend on ourselves. Now, when we find following Jesus demanding or impossible, the Holy Spirit will help us to make it possible. When we find following Jesus demanding or impossible, Holy Spirit will help us to make it possible. Do you believe it? The Holy Spirit will always enable us powerfully, and it will be a victorious outcome according to His ways. Now, we do not relent or remain status quo in our spiritual situations. We need the Holy Spirit to help us to live a victorious Christian life, glorifying Jesus Christ. A few years back, I remember that I was still recovering from body pain on one occasion, but I needed to attend a ministry planning meeting. I struggled with whether I could cope physically. Now, I wanted to relent to my situation and just miss the meeting. You know, but I prayed and told Jesus my concern while lying on my bed. You know what? The Holy Spirit prompted Philippians chapter 4:13 in my mind. Now, Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Well, this verse encouraged me and assured me of Jesus' help. So I obeyed Jesus' command, so I trust He will strengthen me. So I attended the ministry planning meeting that day, and it turned out to be bearable and enjoyable too. Now, this example shows how the Holy Spirit strengthened me and helped me to overcome my challenge. Now, I learned that Jesus wanted me to depend on and partner with the Holy Spirit instead of giving up despite my challenging situation. Now, as a result, I experienced a spiritual breakthrough in following Jesus and growing in faith and endurance. Now, in this way, it glorified Jesus Christ. How are you today? How is your walk with Jesus? We know that at different stages of life, we face different challenges. Now, when 12-year-old children move to their teens, they learn to cope with puberty. Now, youth faces peer pressure, exam stress, and challenge authority and discipline. Then they move to the young adult stage, enduring significant changes in their life in finding a job, building their career, marriage, parenting young children. Now, from there, they move to adult stage, enduring in parenting with teenage kids, supporting children university education, enduring job demands and difficulty, marriage tension, caregiving of aged parents, personal health issues, facing aged matters and others. It goes on and on. And at the same time, struggling spiritually and find following Jesus somewhat demanding and impossible at times. We don't even have time for ourselves. What more to find time to follow Jesus and serve Him? Do you feel this way today? Now, what makes matters worse now is the pandemic. Many worry about their job prospect, livelihood, and future. Are you one of them? You know, many Christians fear getting infected and affecting their family members, so many do not attend worship service now. And also concerned whether have anyone else fallen into spiritual laziness, where we don't even want to make effort to work on our relationship with Jesus Christ. You know what? We cannot endure our life challenges and follow Jesus by our human strength. Even we have the best support, wealth, and health, we are still imperfect because we are still human. We will still be weak. Because of that, we need the Holy Spirit to partner with Him to help us overcome mightily. 1:11 says, being strengthened with all power, according to His glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy. Now, this verse tells us that we are strengthened with God's power for the endurance of all circumstances. Now, thanks be God that He has already given us His power in the Holy Spirit within us. What a privilege. He set us apart from other faith. In other words, God has empowered us to endure our life challenges and follow Jesus with the help of the Holy Spirit living in us. Now, we do not need to struggle alone. The Holy Spirit is a willing partner to help us and enable us to make the impossible possible. So how does it look like in our lives? Now, we can partner with the Holy Spirit in reading the Bible. Now, I sometimes find some Old Testament books challenging to apply what I read. There was a time when I read the book of Daniel, which is a prophetic book. I asked the Holy Spirit to help me to understand and apply what I read. So when I read chapter 1, I felt verse 17 stood up to me. Verse 17 says that God gave Daniel and his three friends learning and skills in all literature and wisdom. Then I felt the Holy Spirit impressed upon my heart that I could ask the same from God as well. So I pray and ask God to give me the same learning abilities and skills in my life and doing ministry. I also pray that verse 17 for people too. So whenever I prepare a sermon, a devotion, a Bible study, and even planning for ministry, I will always pray and ask the Holy Spirit to teach me what to do or what to say, because I really do not know. Okay, and the Holy Spirit never fails to give me ideas and content for them. Now, even when I encounter difficulty in a relationship or at work, I will seek the Spirit guidance on what to do about them. Now, when we are hesitant to reach out to a friend or to a colleague, we can ask the Holy Spirit to give us courage to do so. We will be running the Alpha course next year. Now, we can start to pray and partner with the Holy Spirit to invite one person. Now, we can also partner with the Holy Spirit in our studies. Now, if you encounter a difficult math question, you can pause and ask the Holy Spirit to help you understand and answer that question. Do you believe it? Try it. Now, when you have so many assignments or studies to complete, you find it hard to spend time with Jesus. You can ask the Spirit to give you wisdom in your study and managing your time. Even when we feel sad or experiencing emotional pain, we can ask the Spirit to comfort us because He is our comforter. Now, there will be times when we will be angry, and usually we will tend to shout or scold someone, right? But yet, Ephesians 4:26 says, no, be angry and do not sin. Is it possible? Is God unreasonable? How can we be angry and yet do not sin? We probably cannot by our human strength, but it is possible with the help of the Holy Spirit. So if we know that managing anger is an issue, we can ask the Holy Spirit before the day starts to help us to prevent it or manage it when it comes. Now, so even we struggle to follow Jesus' commands, let us endure with the Holy Spirit's help and do not give up on following Jesus. In this way, we glorify Jesus Christ. Now, even we struggle in believing Jesus, we question our faith, do I believe in Jesus Christ? You know, it will glorify Jesus Christ when we endure and do not give up on following Jesus with the help of the Holy Spirit. And this glorifies Jesus Christ. Now, these are but some ways to partner with the Holy Spirit in our lives, glorifying Jesus Christ. God has given us the gift of the Holy Spirit because of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is a person of God Himself. He is a willing partner to empower all believers. Now let us depend on and partner with the Holy Spirit in following Jesus Christ and meet life challenges here on this earth. In this way, it glorifies Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit will make the demands of following Jesus and life challenges possible in His ways. Now let us begin to experience more of the Holy Spirit working in our lives, but it requires our commitment to remain in this spiritual relationship. At the start of the sermon, I shared about encountering foggy weather that hindered me from serving Jesus. I asked whether I should give up that ministry engagement amid a difficult situation. Was it that I lacked the faith to ask Jesus to do the impossible to provide a solution? At that time, I did not relent to my situation. I was praying and asking Jesus, what should I do? Then a hired car driver offered to me and a few others another route to the airport during that time. Now, this route was not new to me. So I prayed and sought the Holy Spirit guidance on whether I should take his risky offer because the weather was still foggy, all right? So should I take the risk, in thinking of my safety in the travel? But surprisingly, I was not afraid. I was filled with courage and faith to go ahead despite the bad weather. I knew it was the Holy Spirit empowerment because I was a timid person. For those of you who know me, I am a gentle and very timid person. I will be afraid here and there. Don't try. I will not take risks. Okay? So, but I realized when I pray and ask the Lord about it, that I feel the Holy Spirit really enabled me to really want me to go ahead. So I took up the risky offer and I traveled with a few others in the car under the foggy weather on the near visible road. And you know what? Thank God we arrived at the airport safely on time to catch my flight. You know, I got to do risky things with God on the mission field. I will not do it here in Singapore. Maybe that didn't warrant me to take this risk. Okay? Yeah. So the incident was another spiritual breakthrough for me. In following Jesus Christ, partnering with the Holy Spirit. I know that you will have many stories to tell and I hope to hear from you as well. There are two refreshing questions in the e-bulletin. The first one is, where do you find following Jesus impossible or demanding? Let us reflect it. I'm sure as we follow Jesus now, even before, I'm sure we face challenges in following Jesus in one way or another and meet our life challenges. All right? And let us ponder about it and to really pray and partner with the Holy Spirit to make the impossible possible. Okay? I hope that we can reflect on this and maybe you can share with your spouse or with your friends or group members and partner with the Holy Spirit. Even share with each other how the Holy Spirit has helped you, okay, through this partnership. Now, God desires us to commit to following Jesus by depending on and working with the Holy Spirit, amid the demands and life challenges to glorify Christ. May this be our desire as well. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for blessing us with the Holy Spirit within us. You said in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, that not by my might nor by power, but by my Spirit. Lord, we acknowledge that we must not rely on the might and power of humanity, but to depend on and partner with your Spirit to follow Jesus, to please you, and thereby glorify Jesus Christ. So please help us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.